Well, hi there, everyone. Great to see you here tonight. Be worth keeping your Bibles open to Colossians chapter 3 as we keep working our way through God's word to us in the book of Colossians. And it's great to be singing, isn't it? It's just awesome that we get to be singing again and without masks. It's so good. And it's absolutely perfect timing because tonight's passage urges us to sing. And so it's great timing that this weekend we get to do it without masks. We get to sing God's word to one another as a way of reminding each other of how good God is and what he's done for us. And it's a way of singing to God with gratitude and praise in our hearts. Singing is a really beautiful, really significant thing for us as Christians. But you know what? We sing because there is a song in our heart, a song of gladness, a song of joy, a song of thanks and praise for our great God. That's why we sing and we take the opportunity to sing together, especially in the lead up to Easter, where we take time to think and be reminded of just how much we have to sing about, just how much reason God has given us to be joyful and to be thankful and to celebrate together and to do this by singing. So, well, there's so much to be thanking God for, and I'm really glad we get to sing. And it's in tonight's passage, so it's perfect timing. But as we do come to look at this passage in more detail, why don't we pray together and ask God to help us to understand? So let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for gathering us here tonight to be with you, to be with each other. Thank you for giving us your word and reminding us who we are as your church and how we are to live. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what do people usually think of when they hear the word church? And when you talk to someone about church, usually I think the first thing that comes to their mind is a building. They're generally an old building representing the past. It's sandstone, stained glass windows. Maybe it's a 70s style Pizza Hut old building like ours. But people think of a building. There's the church. But other people think of an organization or an institution or a denomination. It's like this, it's this big, mysterious organization. Some people think of the ceremonies and the robes and the incense and the candles and the stuff that you don't really understand what is happening. The church means rules. Church means regulations. Church means restrictions. Perhaps for you, church is the perfect opportunity at the end of the week to catch up on some sleep because church is just so boring. But the reality is, church is none of those things. None of those is what church is or what church is meant to be. So what happens over time is people build up all these layers of assumptions and expectations and traditions, and they think they know what church is, but it's actually all this stuff. And it is liberating for us to scrape all that back, to strip all that stuff away and to find out what church really is. And here it is. Church is people. Church is people gathered. It's a bit like if someone asked you, what is a family? And you said, a house. Now, that's not a family. That might be where our family lives. It might be where a family gathers. It might be where they meet and share life and love and laugh and have dinner together, and it might mean a lot to them, but that's not a family. This building isn't a church. It's where we have church. Church is people. People gathered. It's not the building. I mean, we could meet in the backyard, and we have. We could meet in the sports club or in a school or in a factory in an industrial unit or in someone's home. It's not the location. It's the people gathered and united in God's love. And so our passage today is really a reminder of who Christians are, who the